Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me, still trying to get his headphones fixed. He needs a little screwdriver, but he's over there.
So I'm here.
He's working on that. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, coolly watching the dials and making sure that everything's satisfactory and archiving the archives. So we appreciate that. Thank you, sir. He's giving us a thumbs up. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company.
Who?
Get those. They're neither of us are directly
Sunbury Motor Company, you
on
say?
Your ear.
Well, I have it. It's on my ear. It's directly on my ear.
I don't think so. Anyway, on the market.
Anyhow, you were saying about the Sunbury Motor Company.
Right.
What
check
do you
them
want
out
say?
At sunburymotors.com. What should we say about our toll-free line?
Well, I think you should say that it and the whole program are brought to you by the wonderful folks at the Sunbury Motor Company. Everything we do here is brought to you by those wonderful people.
Okay. The toll-free line is subsequently sponsored by the aforementioned car
company.
We're
very grateful for them.
The toll-free line is open.
They're fine people.
1-800.
You should buy a car from
795.
Or a truck.
9565. Joe's wound up again. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We'd love to hear from you in that manner. So we had some big testimony yesterday from Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, the Russian immigrant.
Yes, according to everybody who... Was he Russian or Ukrainian? I think he's Ukrainian, isn't he?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. He knows Russian. That's right. He speaks
this
Russian.
This morning, I was watching Morning Joe and CNN, and everyone's saying, the Republicans are disrespecting an American hero. Well, you can't ask an American hero a tough question?
Well, not if he's in the military and he served honorably and he's wearing his Purple Heart.
And he had a Purple Heart, yes. So that makes him an American hero. And
right.
He certainly deserves respect. But I think in something like this, where you're talking about impeaching a president of the United States, people need to ask tough questions.
Like what?
On both sides. Well, the Republicans just were questioning whether or not he knew what he apparently had been offered the job as the defense minister of the Ukraine.
Oh, dear.
They offered him that job.
Centuries ago, yeah.
No, it wasn't centuries ago.
Sure.
No, it was recently.
Okay.
And he turned them down. He said he came here as a toddler, and but they're saying because people dared to ask him that question, they were disrespecting an American hero.
Okay.
Don't you think whether or not he was offered a job in the Ukraine would be pertinent information to question him about?
I'm sure you can ask that.
All right. Well, does that mean they're disrespecting an American hero for having asked it?
No. You can ask him whatever you want.
Okay.
That
thank
relates
you.
To this topic.
I'm glad you conceded that
away.
Point.
He didn't have firsthand knowledge on the call, correct?
No, and they were all getting very upset at one Republican female representative, and I can't remember her name, but she did a good job. She asked everybody the same questions. Are you aware of any quid pro quo? No. Are you aware of any illegal act? No. Are you aware of this? No. Are you aware of that? No. You know, the whole premise of the Democratic impeachment was that he committed a crime, and she's asking every witness, did you see a crime? Did you hear any quid pro quo? Are you aware of anything the president directly did? No.
Well, and funny, I said that yesterday, and one of our listeners says lies. I said there was a quid pro quo, and one of our listeners says lies, Mark, lies. All of it lies. President Trump asked Ukraine to help investigate the corruption of the 2016 election by the Democrats. Not the Bidens. He wanted them to investigate the corruption.
Well, if they could have pointed to the fact that the president said, listen, I don't care what you find, I just want you to dig up dirt on Biden and put it out there, then I would agree he had probably committed an impeachable offense. But if all he did was ask for an investigation into them and didn't ask for what the outcome would be, I mean, as far as I know, no one said he stipulated what he wanted the result to be. And if there was nothing there to find, why would everybody be so wrapped up in it?
Well, the president should testify to that effect.
You think he should testify? What would he gain?
Well, he could just say there's no quid pro quo, no extortion.
He's already said
no,
that.
No bribery. Well, he can say in front of the group.
So you want him under oath saying it.
Sure.
Will you believe him then?
I don't not believe him now. We're just gathering evidence here.
Are we?
Gathering testimony, I should say.
For what? To what end?
Well, the Democrats are going to impeach him shortly,
right.
And the Republicans are not going to convict him.
That's the whole point. Let's impeach him.
Stan sent us a note saying that it's a lie, all lies, that if you say it was a quid pro quo. And to a certain extent, he's right. You know, there's no definitive actual proof. He never said, all right, here's the deal, Zelensky.
Well, he may have if Sunderland testifies supposedly to what the Democrats are salivating that he might say, that he has actually talked to the president.
He might also say there was no quid pro quo.
He might.
And he might not use the word extortion or bribery like the rest didn't.
Well, that's what the Democrats want. Remember, they had their focus group and they found out that quid pro quo didn't fly, but bribery and extortion did.
Right.
You know, so what a fair process this is. Let's have a focus group to determine whether or not
the
words
we use. Well, the Republicans had witnesses, so they get to question these folks.
They have not had witnesses. They have not had anybody called.
None of those
that they
people
wanted.
Were called by the... Oh, I thought they get to call, so I'm sorry.
Well, they do if Adam Schiff approves, and
right.
So far he hasn't approved. This lady yesterday...
But he hasn't disproved any, correct?
Well, this lady yesterday made a very good case for calling... who was it that she wanted to call? Oh, gosh, she made me lose my train of thought. Well,
all right, well that's
she made a very good case
that's
for
a timely loss
Republicans having witnesses called.
Okay. 1-800-795-9565. Joe and I could kibitz about this forever, but we want to get you involved. 1-800-795-9565. We also have an element. Just to show that they're not totally tone deaf, a committee in Harrisburg is coming up with some restrictions on gifts for state lawmakers and state employees. So we'll read that. Now, they do have lots of exceptions, including if a lawmaker happens to enjoy a personal romantic relationship with a lobbyist, they can get all the gifts they want. So as long as they...
Well, there's an incentive to date a lobbyist.
Right. So all you got to do is sleep with them, and it doesn't have anything to do with having it be an affair or anything like that. But you bed your lawmaker, and you can gift away. Not that that's not gift enough.
Oh, I'm flabbergasted.
Where do you even go with
where
that?
Where do you go, right?
But anyway, that's on the agenda. But that's not what we're talking about at the moment. Impeachment. Tom, you're on the mark.
Well, I was wondering, especially Joe, you're bad enough, but especially Joe, I was wondering if he was watching the impeachment hearing yesterday or if he was watching Perry Mason. Because I mean I don't know what he was watching. He must have not been paying attention, or he has an attention deficit disorder or something. Because I mean Morrison admitted, and that was their witness. Morrison and this other guy Volker were the defense's witnesses, and Tim Morrison admitted that Trump. That this Sondland told him that he wanted them to make an announcement, or they weren't going to get the money.
Oh, that was hearsay. You just said somebody told him that somebody
told
something
else. No, it's not hearsay. Get out of here.
It is. It's hearsay.
You're under
Tom.
Oath. Everything is hearsay to you. These are firsthand. You guys cried about firsthand testimony. Now you got it. Now you're crying about that. Well, that's hearsay.
Well, Tom, you just said that the guy who testified said that somebody told him something. That's hearsay.
Oh, Joe, you know
it is honest, Tom. I'm not lying. That's what hearsay
Joe,
is.
I think you voted for Trump about 1,000 times. You said you didn't vote for him.
I didn't vote for him.
I think you voted for him about 1,000 times.
Well,
I don't believe anything you say.
It'd be awfully hard to vote for anybody 1,000 times. I'd be running all over the county.
And if you listen to the testimony, the guy said right in his opening statement that it is not my job to decide whether somebody committed a quid pro quo or not. They said that right at the beginning of the hearing in their opening statements. It is not my job to decide. So the Republicans keep asking these stupid questions. Do you think he created a quid pro quo? Do you think he created a quid pro quo? When he said right at the beginning, before they ever even started, it is not my duty, it's not my job to say whether it was a quid pro quo. I'm only here to testify for what I know. So you're bringing up something that is completely ridiculous.
I think it's a fair question to ask somebody if
let me explain why
I think so, Tom. If you are going to testify that you saw all these things and you had questions about them and you were questioning enough about them that you reported it to your superior, I think it's fair to ask, well, were you alarmed enough to believe a crime had been committed? That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, absolutely not.
Not? Okay. Well.
And this Sondland is in between a rock and a hard place today. He's either going to have to throw Trump under the bus, or he's going to have to plead the fifth. So we'll see what he does.
What if he testifies that nothing happened?
Well, he's not going to, because they've got this guy in so many lies already that, you know.
Well, he corrected.
They've got him in so many lies from what the other people testified about. You have all these other people that testified. And then tomorrow, when they get this other guy on there that was in this restaurant, when Sondland called the president, and president was talking so loud that they had to hold the phone away from his ear and everybody heard it. Wait till this guy gets on there.
What do you think he'll say?
I mean, this president is obviously guilty, and if anybody with half a brain can see it.
Well, I guess I'm down to a quarter of a brain at the moment because I don't see any impeachable offense.
You definitely are.
Okay.
Because you either are not paying attention to this impeachment hearing, or you just can't grasp it.
But I'm trying to be fair about it, Tom. And let's face it.
No, you're not trying. You're trying to stick up with Trump.
If there was overwhelming testimony, that Trump was innocent, you still wouldn't believe it, would you?
There isn't overwhelming.
I said if there was. I mean, you want him gone. That's obvious. You and I don't, you know, I understand the position you're coming from. I understand that there are people who want him out of there, and I understand the reasons why they do. I'm just saying I don't think the process is fair, and I don't think what happened here rises to the level of an impeachable offense.
Look, Joe, he has people with firsthand testimony that can testify in his behalf. He can do it. He's got Mick Mulvaney. He's got Pompeo. He's got Bolton. He's got all these people that can testify on his behalf that he didn't do anything wrong, and he ordered them not to testify.
All right, we got you, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'll
see if I can get up to half a brain tomorrow, Tom, so I can argue with you better. Thanks for calling, though. Appreciate it.
Dan, you're on the mark. Last caller before a quickie break. Go right ahead.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. I didn't know whether you were talking to me or someone else.
Nope, you're on the radio.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say, Joe, how many times do you think it's going to work to say over and over again there is no quid pro quo when... I believe maybe Republicans didn't know what quid pro quo meant, and that had to be clarified for them. Do you know what quid pro quo means?
Yes, I took Latin in high school. This for that. But here's the problem: the Democrats held a focus group and determined that people didn't understand that, but they understood bribery and extortion. So that's what they're using now. And you must switch
that
then.
Means the same thing, Joe.
No, it's not. Quid pro quo is not necessarily a crime. Bribery and extortion are crimes.
Oh no, no. Quid pro quo is this for that.
That's what I
this
said.
For that, in a bribe situation, is a bribe. In an extortion situation, quid pro quo is extortion. It's what the word means. Yes, there can be, I'll give you my car if you let me borrow yours.
But here's the thing, Than. There was no investigation, and they got their money. That comes as a big problem for the Democrats.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Heaven. Wait a minute. If you walked home today, if you parked your car in the garage, and you saw a guy trying to jimmy the back door of your house, but he didn't get in, I guess you would say, nothing lost, nothing gained. I guess we'll just have to let you go, won't we?
Okay. Well, guess we'll have to let him go.
Well, no, there's damage to your house, criminal mischief.
I mean, I concede the fact that a criminal attempt is as bad as the crime itself, if that's what you set out to do. But no one has proven that the president had any criminal intent. There's been no testimony that he had a criminal intent.
Oh, you haven't been listening.
I've been listening to every word. I've been listening.
As usual, you and I'm afraid Mark as well come in loaded with half facts, but it's been pretty clear that if you that there was quid and pro and quo and bribery and extortion by the actually from the Republicans' choice yesterday for witnesses who agreed with that, and you apparently didn't watch that.
I heard all of the talking heads, I saw the testimony, and I listened to, as I do every morning, I switch back and forth between Morning Joe, CNN, and Fox. And the reporting somewhat different, but no one is saying that anybody, that the guy's testimony was damning.
Do you get much information from Fox about the impeachment?
Or actually, I get more from...
I find them saying, well, everything is wonderful in the neighborhood, and here's a story about Buffalo in the wild parks of the West.
Knowing that I would be accused of following the Fox News mantra, I have purposely spent more time watching CNN and MSNBC than Fox.
Do you ever think of reading newspapers, of taking a look at other opinions of everybody from Politico to, I can't even name all the organizations, PolitiFact and so forth?
I read four newspapers every day, Than. I read four newspapers. I subscribe to four newspapers. I read them.
Okay. I just wonder how it is that you and the Republicans think that just saying something over and over again makes it true.
Well, because as we've learned from the Democrats, that they keep saying it over and over and over again, and the Democrats do that, so that's where we learned it.
There's nothing more pure than Republican values and Christian values, are there?
You saying there's something wrong with Republican values and Christian values, Than?
Didn't used to be.
What's wrong with them today? What's wrong with Republican and Christian values today? What's wrong with them? You're saying there's something wrong, what?
The Republicans deciding that it's okay to bash our basic government systems, our intelligence organizations, our military organizations that I don't even care for, but I understand that they try to be good American organizations. I heard dedicated, servants of the community of the United States yesterday trying to talk while people, the Republican side, attack their character, attack where they came from, started to try to put I can't come up with his name right now, tried to make it sound as though he was from the Ukraine, and was possibly being a turncoat.
They ask him questions about the fact that he'd been offered a job. You're talking about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. He was offered a job Ukrainian defense minister. He was offered that job. I think it's a legitimate form of questioning, don't you? Does that make it unpatriotic to ask about it?
Well, the snide way it was asked.
Sort of like the way Adam Schiff interrupts the Republicans every time they ask a tough question.
Every time they break the rules.
They're not asking questions that are germane to the situation. They're trying to attack and trying to find out who the whistleblower is. Do you care with that guy that's trying to get in your back door, that one of your neighbors called you and said, Joe, somebody's trying to get in your back door? Are you going to investigate the guy who tried to get in your back door or the neighbor?
No, because he did me a good turn. But the whistleblower here, we need to know his motivation. We know what the motivation was of the guy who called the cops to my back door.
It's way beyond that.
All right. Thank you, Than.
It's way beyond that. We have fact witnesses.
Fan, thank you so much. Great analogy on the neighbor. The neighbor's intent matters. If the neighbor has an ill will, then the call should not go to the police about the burglary. So that's what we're saying here. All right. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Take care, Than.
We are going to take a quickie break, but we have open phones right now and open email bay, 1-800-795-9565. The telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. Feel free to call us. Was there a quid pro quo? I think we have it proven now, and Sunderland's going to lock it in.
I've
got to
get the other half of my brain, the other quarter of it, so I can get up to half-brained here.
Apparently left it in your gorgeous corner office with the windows. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
There we go. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Good stuff, Rob. Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone.
We have a conservative email before we go to the next liberal. It says, oh my gosh, I swear the liberal hatred is so powerful that they cannot even see or hear correctly. If you've been honestly listening to the testimony given, there is nothing said or testified to that would incriminate the president. Let's look at the real issue. And the one they do not want out there is that Joe Biden used his position for financial gain. The president is looking into a crime others have looked over. And that does not sit well with the crooked politicians that have been sitting in their palaces for way too long.
Well, Joe Biden didn't use his position for financial gain. He was the vice president.
Well, he certainly, his son was there. You know,
okay,
four,
so that's
four
his
Democratic
son.
Leaders whose kids were working for Ukrainian gas companies. Wow, what a coincidence.
Well, okay, so that's the way
nothing
things
there,
are going.
Nothing
the
to see here, folks.
Investigate it till the cows come
here.
Home. Nobody's stopping anybody from
investigating. Oh, yes, they are, because they tried to call Hunter Biden. The Republicans tried to call Hunter Biden to these hearings,
okay. And
Schiff won't let them.
Well, it's not appropriate for this
venue. Of course not.
No, the FBI or CIA should investigate that other stuff, but it doesn't have anything to do with this. Come on, Joe.
It does have
You're
everything
making stuff
to do
up.
With this.
Go get the rest of your brain, will you? Is it a quarter or a half year?
I'm at a quarter now. I'm working to get up to a half year.
But see, what most folks don't know is Joe can do a lot of things with one quarter of his brain tied behind his back, so he's pretty smart. Chris, you're on the mark. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead. You're going to be the last caller. Bill, we will not have time for you, but please stand by. Chris.
Well on this segment,
all,
Bill.
Joe was corrected. I don't know whether he acknowledged it or heard it there by Tom, that the two witnesses in the afternoon are Republican called witnesses.
But that's not the one, not the ones that they really wanted.
Oh, brother.
Well, have they released the names of the ones they really wanted?
Joe.
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden.
Who has nothing to do with the impeachment at all?
You find it odd that four Democratic leaders have sons, who work for Ukrainian gas companies?
No, I guess. That.
Obfuscation.
The two Republican called witnesses, one of them said he heard Sunderland tell Zelensky that he had to go to a microphone and announce that he was public, make a public investigation of Biden, the oil company, and the 1965 Clinton stuff. Precisely. I mean, 2016 Clinton stuff. That's what he said, if they were going to get the money, the aid, and the meeting.
But did they say that the president, did they say the president told them that?
Yes.
No,
Sunderland
they didn't.
Did.
No. They
Sunderland
it was third and fourth hand people.
Sunderland was working as an agent of the president. That other information is going to come from the phone call.
So you don't suppose Sunderland...
Where he also says, precisely, that the president didn't care, you know what, about anything in Ukraine except the investigation.
Right, that I did hear. And the fact that he loves your blank. Posterior. Three-letter word that we can't use on the air.
That was right after he got off the phone from the president, and the phone call was overheard. I mean, if that's not a bribery, extortion, and quid pro quo,
but that testimony hasn't taken. You haven't. We haven't heard.
Change the definition of every word involved.
We haven't heard from. We haven't heard from the Mr. Sunderland, Ambassador Sunderland yet, have we? We don't know what he's going to testify to. We have the testimony that he modified.
And two Republican witnesses both said all these accusations about Ukraine interfering with the election were balderdash.
All right. Yeah, they're good authorities on that.
What?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the Democrats, everything they say, we believe, right? Anything the Republicans say is a lie.
I just told you it was the Republican witnesses who just said that.
But you're talking
yesterday
about what the Democrats said.
What?
You're talking about what the Democrats said.
No, I'm talking about what the two Republican witnesses said.
Chris, you're going to have to call
Joe
back.
Joe Biden did nothing wrong in Ukraine.
Joe didn't, but what about Hunter?
Chris, you're going to have to call back because we're out of time. But you are.
I'm listening to the hearings. I'm not listening to your dumb stuff.
Come on!
Jeez. Wow, so much for us.
Quarter brain dumb stuff. That's
Bill,
all we got.
We'll get to you after the break. Either call back or hang on. Your choice. We'll
this
get to you.
This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe is here, recently accused. Well, never mind. His whole brain's engaged. Let's just put it at that.
Well, at least a quarter of it.
We all bring some limitations to the table. Let's just leave it at that. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Joe, read the letter, and then we'll go to Bill, and we'll do headlines after
that. Maybe
we ought
to take Bill first because he's been hanging on for a good long time.
All righty. Good morning, Bill. You're on the mark.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. In regards to the impeachment, now the lieutenant colonel, right?
Right.
Now, the reason how this all started was when the call was arranged by the ambassador, He writes notes down and topics that he presents to the president that he feels that he should discuss and ask, right? So the president makes the phone call. The lieutenant colonel is unsatisfied because he didn't use any of his... He went off script and didn't use his talking points. He gets upset. Instead of going to his superior, which is pro-Trump, he goes to his lawyer and shifty shift. Okay, they tell him not to talk to nobody, but he tells the whistleblower, it came out that he told his brother, and here we are, his feelings were hurt. Okay, now they're running with this, and he admitted yesterday that there was no bribery, there was no quid pro quo, and it's basically is just a shit show, like they say, with this guy, if the Dems get in, get the House, and the President, and all this is just the beginning of what the direction that this country is going to come. That you can't call your witnesses and blah blah blah. But they don't know when it goes to the Senate, it's game on. President Trump can call anybody he wants, and the subpoenas and all that, and it's all going to backfire. And in the end, it's the last gasp before the Horace report and Barr and all that comes out. They're fighting. They're fighting for their lives.
Okay, great.
I mean, it's a true thing. The lieutenant colonel is feeling where. Who cares if what they did to General Flynn and whatnot? They don't care. It's their own narrative. Who they want to attack? Oh, he's a, and like that lady that was there, the
oh, she was a long-term ambassador. She is 30-plus years, blah, blah, blah. She was dismissed 3 years before her term was up, and then they gave her a choice to go take another job and keep her pay. And she went to Georgetown to be a professor to teach one class. But she's crying that my feelings were hurt when Obama went in and fired every ambassador that Bush appointed in one day. Bang.
I'm sure their feelings were hurt.
Oh, my God, yeah. But
oh,
this
I think
lady gets on there, all my feelings were hurt. I have 30 years, blah, blah, blah.
What did?
Nobody owes you nothing.
But I think...
You know? And then she was there with all the corruption and all okay. that stuff going on. She should have been gone day one.
I think she was most upset about the fact that her reputation was being smeared by Rudy Giuliani and the president. You know, they were saying how poorly she had handled things and just disparaging her rather than just firing her, which, of course, is the president's prerogative. No argument there.
Well, there was documentation that they had a meeting with the one president before that, that she told the president who not to go after. And they said, they asked her, did you give him a list of names? And what she did was she gave him verbally. So they wrote him down. Like she was in the coup, to, you know, she was in it all. She was just a figurehead, letting everything run wild. You could tell she had no authority.
Right. Yeah. She didn't ruin Somalia and all those other places.
That country under Obama and she was there. It's a disaster. Disaster.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Bill,
thank
and thanks for waiting
thanks
through
for
the
waiting.
Break.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. You can email us, as one individual has done, at onthemark@wkok.com. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, and I have done that many times. You get your belts tightened, you get pumped up with nitrogen, they fill you up with fluids, and I'll tell you what, you feel a lot better whenever you go anywhere after you've had a trip check or just a winter check or a summer road trip check or any kind of a trip check. You're good to go after you go to the Quick Lane. They specialize in all kinds of service there, whether your vehicle needs aligned, if you need to touch up the paint, they can do that at the body shop. If you need 4 new tires, well, then that's the place to go for that. If you just need an adjustment or a tune-up or your engine light is illuminated, they'll find out why, and it doesn't matter what kind of car it is, they can find out why that engine light is lit and what to do to fix it. And that's the Quick Lane. I invite you to do what I've done and will do soon. Inspections are coming up, so we're going to get the vehicles checked out shortly. The Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury is part of the Sunbury Motor Company. Quick Lane's open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that is your opportunity to explore and to find out, as many, many people have, that the Quick Lane is the best way to go.
Absolutely.
We do have some very brief news headlines here. It looks as though traffic patterns will return to normal in Northumberland next week. PennDOT's Ted Deptula tells us crews are finishing up work on King Street, and work is expected to be completed by next Wednesday afternoon. Lots to do before then, including the finishing paving on King Street, putting up traffic signals and pedestrian crosswalk apparatus. He says they have to put up the overhead signs, curbs, and sidewalks, finish landscaping. Then they'll remove the temporary traffic control devices and remove the detour. Deptula said crews are working long and hard to get the roadways back open, working evenings and some weekend days. And he says they'll do final paving next year on Front Duke, Water, and King Streets. There was a coming together last night to support the family of a 3-year-old girl due to be taken off life support today. The child's at the center of the Treverton October child abuse incident. Tuesday night, Valley residents gathered at 2 separate vigils to support the family of Arabella Parker. From Harrisburg, lawmakers have finally heard the news and are ready to put some limits on the currently unrestricted gifts and cash that they can receive from lobbyists and constituents. New limits on gifts to all Pennsylvania public officials, including an outright ban on taking cash, are in a bill that's made it out of a legislative committee. The State House Government Committee Tuesday voted unanimously to advance the proposal, which puts an annual limit on cash value of gifts and hospitality that public officials and public employees and candidates can accept. The vote came after Republicans pushed through a party-line vote to add an exception to let lobbyists give birthday or wedding presents. In other words, a lobbyist can give you a car on your birthday and only your birthday. Anyway, gifts generally can't total more than $50 from one person in a calendar year, or hospitality, transportation, or lodging worth $500 a year. The bill provides other exceptions allowing gifts.
So they can't be given a car.
Well, on your birthday, you can. It's
I
just
thought you said it was $50. The limit was $50.
No, that's an exception. It's an exception to let lobbyists give birthday presents.
There's no amount on those.
Right. There's no limit on that. But it has to be your birthday. So, but anyway.
Happy birthday to
other
me.
Other than that, gifts generally can't total more than $50 from one person in a calendar year, or hospitality, transportation, or lodging worth $500 a year. The bill provides other exceptions allowing gifts from family members or gifts exchanged between public officials or public employees on a voluntary basis. So, in other words, if you want a fine gift from a lawmaker, that's okay for them to give you whatever they want, as long as you're a public official. And my favorite is that lobbyist gifts would not be covered if the lobbyist and the public official have a personal, intimate, romantic relationship. So as long as they're sleeping together, they can do whatever they want. That is an exception that could only come from Harrisburg.
It would behoove lobbying companies to hire prostitutes?
It would, because that way...
Who would be affectionate to anybody in the state legislature.
Right. The prostitute would do the deed and then say, okay, here's your cash gift.
We have a personal romantic relationship.
Please do not tell your wife, we might add to this, but hey, only in Harrisburg can they come up with intimate contact clause that as long as the lobbyist beds you, they can do whatever they want.
I would think the fact that they were in an intimate relationship would be a problem in and of itself.
No! No. In Harrisburg, they call that an opportunity.
Well, I mean, if you are a legislator and you're having sex with a lobbyist, don't you think that's giving the lobbyist a certain amount of leverage over you?
Absolutely. Well,
and, let alone giving you gifts on top of that.
Well, happy birthday. Here's your car. But, you know, the funny thing is when Governor Wolf, he has a ban on absolutely, positively anything of value to anybody.
And it's his is too strict.
Right. That's what I used to think. I thought, can there not be an exception? So name an exception that should be okay.
Well, for example, if you try and buy a state employee lunch, if you're inviting them to speak at a meeting, and they are talking, and you normally we would pay for their lunch.
Right.
You're not allowed to do it.
They'll either pay for it, or they won't eat.
Down to the fact that I've seen people that I've worked with in state government bring their own water bottle to a meeting.
Right. Well, yeah, we had that here when we offered Ted Deptula bottle of water during the thing.
He had his own.
Nope, I can't do it. I brought my own.
So, and that's a little over the top.
But
they allow themselves to have a sexual romantic relationship with a lobbyist and get unlimited gifts from them.
Well, as long as she's doing the pro quo, it's okay.
Talk about a quid pro quo. Yeah, there
Holy
you go.
Smokes.
And isn't that bribery?
Only in the House.
Well,
I guess the Senate will have to get the vote on that.
The Senate hasn't voted on this yet, right?
No.
This is not a...
No.
Okay.
Can you see John Gordner looking at the intimacy clause?
Well, I think most common sense people would have an issue with that.
Yeah.
Garth Everett, who is the committee chairman, said afterwards that a total ban on cash gifts is a central element of the proposal and acknowledged the legislation is not a gift ban. He said there ought to be some middle ground in order for us to conduct business as long as things are open and transparent and that the taxpayers know that we're accepting and from whom. Now, someone once said legislators should be like race car drivers, and their clothes should have the logos of all the people who are paying them on.
Oh, that would be interesting.
We walk up to a legislator, we know who's bought and paid for them.
Right. So if you go up to, I'm just using this for an example, like Jay Koska, who's a Democratic leader, and it says
Trial Lawyers Association.
Trial Lawyers, and what's the Pennsylvania Educator?
PSEA. Right.
Or you go up to Jake Corman, and he has PSBA logos on his clothing.
The NRA.
Probably that, too, yeah. So I wonder.
Not saying that that's for sure, but, you know, it seems to me that this is a reasonable thing to do, that to curb this, and I commend them for trying to take it on, but I can't imagine. They did the same thing with the radar bill, you know, is say, okay, well, you could have it, but you can't have this, you can't have that, things that don't make any sense.
You have to have a full-time 24/7 department.
Not only with police, but with detective abilities.
Okay. Ooh, I don't know if Sunbury has a detective at the moment. I mean, they have had in the
full range of services. Have to provide a full range of police services.
Ooh, I'm not sure that Sunbury does that.
But here, you know, as long as you're having sex with a lobbyist, that's okay.
Okay. Well, every day's your birthday if you're getting sex for.
And they don't see anything odd about this, anything that possibly needs correcting.
No. Yes. Okay. All right.
Wanted lobbyist willing to have sex with legislators in return for bribes and gifts.
And Senator Gordner was offended when I said that lawmakers have their brains sucked out by the vortex when they get to Harrisburg.
Well, maybe that's some.
Maybe he hasn't. I'll stipulate
that. I don't think
that.
Senator Gordner has anything of the kind.
I'll stipulate that he's an exception, I did in my original bad comments.
I would be surprised if he found this bill anything less than concerning.
Well, on your birthday, anything goes. Guess what? Hello, Senator McGranahan. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to me. What do you got for me?
Sex.
Sex, okay.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I had to fan myself off here. I just think it's so funny. The House has come up with this. It's an exceptional bill.
Well, the last line of this story that you sent is fascinating. PA lawmakers hid nearly $3.5 million on lavish dinners, sports tickets, and other expenses you've never seen.
Right. Well, and that's leadership only, right? They really only talk to leadership.
Well, I don't know. It says PA lawmakers. It doesn't specify leadership.
That's the eye-catching headline, but that's that story that got me in trouble the last time I made fun of our local lawmakers is... It isn't any of the local lawmakers. It's just the leadership that get flown all over the world.
I'm sure there are any number of fine legislators down there who don't do any of this stuff.
What about Fred or David Rowe or Linda Schlegel-Culver or John Gordner?
Right. I think they are ethical people, and I think that they would do what was right.
Do you think John is having a chilling effect on the corruption in Harrisburg and making it less corrupt?
I think John is a fairly straight-laced guy, and I'm sure he is appalled by excesses, just as the rest of us are.
Do you think it's helping, though, I guess that's what I'm asking?
Well, I think John exerts a strong influence on his colleagues down there, and I think he has always stood for what's right and what's fair. That's been my experience with the senator.
And John Gordner is the Senate pro-tem.
He's the whip.
The whip.
So majority whip.
What, the third or fourth in
I think it's
succession?
Third.
Okay. Of the leadership there. So,
but this is a House bill. This hasn't even gone to the Senate yet. We don't know what the Senate will do with this. Right?
Well, it hasn't even gone to the full House. This is just a committee. So, yeah, all these exceptions could be carved out.
I'd love to hear that debate. Well, my fellow representatives, you'll be happy to know you may have sex with a lobbyist, and they may give you unlimited gifts.
Check with your wife first, or your husband if you're a female.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, it just seems odd to me.
Well, check with your significant other. It should have another disclaimer. Provided that your significant other says it's okay, you may have a personal, intimate relationship with a lobbyist freely.
Well, I'm curious about one thing Garth Everett said, and I know Garth well enough to know he's a decent, honest guy. He said there ought to be some middle ground in order for us to conduct business.
Ba-boom.
As long as things are open and transparent and that the taxpayers know what we're accepting and from who.
But allowing sexual favors from a lobbyist shouldn't be on the exception
well,
list.
Well, it's not saying you can give them sexual favors. It's saying you are romantically involved in a relationship. But who is to determine the nature of the relationship? I wonder if I could apply for that job, investigator of relationships between lobbyists and sexual relationships between lobbyists and representatives and senators.
That would be fine. Just don't apply for the provider of intimate gifts job, because that's a job you don't want.
I just get to analyze what they're doing. You know, let's go to the tape.
Yeah, you have to videotape it so that we realize that you have an intimate relationship with the lobbyists. Please show us the video.
I can't imagine. You know,
for
them to carve out an exception like this, it has to be fairly prevalent.
Right.
And otherwise, why would you carve out an exception?
And the funny thing is, just to show that they are truly tone deaf, the reason that this is in there is because over the years, lawmakers who, let's say, were single maybe, or ended up that way, did start to date a lobbyist. So you have a female lawmaker, and you have a strikingly handsome lobbyist, and let's suppose the female lawmaker is single or becomes single, and so they start to date. Well, then, that is a clear and obvious conflict of interest. They should have no more relationship on a professional level and only enjoyed their relationship,
well,
their personal relationship.
A man I respect immensely, former Congressman Bill Shuster, got into some concern at the end of his term before he finally stepped down as a congressman, because he was having a relationship with a lobbyist for the airline industry.
What was that? Ann?
No, you're thinking of Ann Eppert, who was his father's legislator.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know who this was. I don't remember the name of the person, but supposedly they were romantically involved, and they may still be. It may be a genuine, honest relationship between two people.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, that's fine. I can understand carving out an exception for something like that, but what I see here is a big gaping hole into which someone, so to speak, easy virtue could find a way to buy a state representative.
Well, but in the case of that, you could just carve that... You could just make it that there's conflict of interest. If lobbyists and lawmakers are enjoying a relationship, a personal relationship, well, then the lobbyists can no longer lobby. You know, they can't provide any gifts or information
or materials.
So they have
to quit their... Well, why not go the other way? Why not say if they enter into a relationship, the representative has to resign? Why should the lobbyist give up her job?
You're assuming it's a her.
All right.
The lobbyist
could
be a male, and the lawmaker could be either or.
Yeah, well, what was that old routine on Saturday Night Live? Ed Garvin, male prostitute. You know, so
I don't remember
if we're
that.
Talking about, I think Dan Aykroyd played him. Do you remember that, Rob?
Fred Durbin, male prostitute.
That's him.
Oh, jeez.
I knew we could count on Rob to come up with the answer to that.
I can't stay up past 11. So,
but,
right.
I mean, it's possible that you could wind up here creating a worse problem than the one you're trying to solve.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me on that?
Well,
realizing that I'm only operating with a quarter of a brain today.
Well, they don't have any restrictions now, so I guess this would be better.
And there are no birthday restrictions at all.
No. No, they don't have any restrictions at all whatsoever. Now, I think there is some threshold where they have to report gifts. I remember Fred Keller talked about that he does not take anything of value of anybody or from anybody. But there is a reporting system where you have to report. So if lobbyists give you cars and vacations and Penn State tickets and send you to Germany and all this sort of thing, you are supposed to claim that, unless your campaign gets those things, in which case you get to enjoy them.
So you have to report them from a tax standpoint.
No, I think just for the state. And I don't think it's... Well, I don't know. There is some reporting. There's just no restriction. But I could walk up with a suitcase of $500 and give it to a fine local state representative and say, this is so that you will make sure that there's no Sunday hunting in Pennsylvania. Please vote in that manner at every possible opportunity.
That would be a bribe. But if you gave it to them and said, gee, I hope we can count on your support for no Sunday hunting.
I should scratch that. I am a registered lobbyist in Harrisburg.
Okay.
You know, and so, like, you know, you do have to register. So we know who the lobbyists are. Then I give you the suitcase with $500 and say, this is...
Well, could you make it a little more? I don't sell myself for $500. I'd like at least $1,000.
This is for your campaign. It's just that...
Now, that's a different thing. That's a campaign contribution, not a personal contribution.
Well, that's true.
And
a lot of these are just for the lawmakers to keep. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm blending two restrictions. Campaign contributions are restricted.
Nice catch on my part with only a quarter of a brain.
Right. Would you let that go already? Harry, if anybody knows about how to behave ethically and cathartically, it's you. Welcome aboard. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning. I find it interesting. Now, I was very happy. I turned the radio on, and I'll be honest, quite a bit lately I've turned it on and turned it right back off because I'm sick to death of all the impeachment stuff. So this is, I just turned it on now, and, you know, I have to make an observation. There is not a single state employee who does not have to, every single year, take an acknowledgement and a computer course or, you know, a computer training that states that goes over every bit of what ethical behavior is and how you cannot accept any gifts from anybody. And yet here we are with what are supposedly our elected leaders, which is an oxymoron in most forms of government, but our elected officials who can pretty much, in their opinion, take everything. So it's kind of as a state employee, it's very interesting to see I have to walk the straight and narrow or walk right off the plank, and they can basically walk across the ocean on a bridge.
Well, yeah. Oops, I think we...
Well, what happened, Harry? Where'd you go?
That's a drop call, I guess.
Didn't that happen to Harry once before, I think?
I don't think he's driving either, so... All right, we'll take a quickie break, and we'll let him buzz back. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the many, many, many ethical lapses among the House committee that put out a proposal yesterday to restrict gifts. Yeah, what did I say?
You said House generally.
Oh,
it could have been the federal House.
Right, the state House. Gifts on Pennsylvania public officials. AP says that includes an outright prohibition on taking cash, although the proposal includes numerous exceptions. The State House Government Committee unanimously approved an annual limit on the cash value of gifts and hospitality that public officials...
I thought you were going to say humorously.
Right, well, forget it. I can't read. I'll give this to you to read.
Welcome back, Harry. I don't know what happened to you, buddy, but you're back.
Every year as a state employee, we have to take a training...
Yeah, we heard that. We did get that part. The phone just now cut off a second ago.
Right. We are not allowed to take any gifts at all. And it's just amazing that here they are. And I understand there's stuff with lobbyists. But these are people who are trying to enact laws that affect our daily life, who are being bought and sold by people.
Well, now, Harry, is there an exception for you? And I'm not saying you would ever do this because I know you too well.
Oh, here we go.
But let's suppose you had a romantic relationship with a lobbyist. Do you think there ought to be a modification that allows you to receive unlimited cash and gifts from that person?
No.
Okay.
Harry's going to be a kept man, which Mrs. Harry will find this very upsetting.
I get killed at home. In the second, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. I'm not cut out that way. I couldn't do that. It's just not in my nature to do it to start with. But the fact of the matter is, because of the work I'm in, basically, if I'm in a place where, like if I would go someplace to have dinner and a drink, and somebody offered me a free drink, I'm not even allowed to accept that free drink unless it's offered to the entire establishment, because that's seen as a conflict of interest for my position. That's
gotcha.
How strict it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you could be given a freebie that could influence placement and that kind of thing.
Exactly. And I mean, that's how strict it is for me. So to see this stuff, I mean, it drives me nuts. That's not a long trip. You won't make much gas that way, I know.
Yeah, only the LCB is allowed to accept Boku gifts.
Yeah.
Not you.
But, you know, all the rank and file are told that we can't do anything, and yet all the people who are making the decisions that affect all the rank and file are allowed to take everything. It's very disconcerting.
All righty.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Harry. Appreciate
I agree. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate your call, as
Harry,
always.
Harry is a state employee. I hope he made that clear throughout the two calls. All right, we are going to take a quickie break. We got Dale on the line. He's ready to ask the question, who's funding these impeachment hearings in Washington, D.C.? One of our good listeners has finally caught on that I only have half... I'm small-minded, no. So...
Thank you, Mark. I have half a brain. So you are that small-minded that you cannot see that this sham is a way to block any investigation into Biden's abuse of power on the Democrat sons working or sitting on the board of Ukraine's gas companies. Just a coincidence.
I see all sides of this. I see all, I know all, and I do have half a brain. So, and I am small-minded, so that works out.
Well, with half a brain, how could you be less than small-minded?
I hope you didn't think that I said the emailer has half a brain.
No, and I don't think you made any comment. It wasn't okay. You who made that comment. It was Tom who said I had half a brain.
Okay, right. Yeah, Joe's the only person who's been accused of having only half a brain, and he's here to tell you that he has a whole brain anyway.
Well, at least a quarter.
All right. Anyway, 1-800-795-9565. We got Dale standing by about the funding of the hearings. We are laughing heartily at the could only be described as a hapless attempt at ethics among our state lawmakers in Harrisburg. But we would like your comment on that. Feel free to dial us up and let us know if you think that lawmakers should be able to accept unlimited cash gifts on their birthdays and unlimited other things on their birthday, or if they have a personal romantic relationship with a lobbyist, then all bets are off. What do you think about that? Does that make sense to you? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
And Omar. Someone sent us a note about Representative Ilhan Omar. Says she gives her boyfriend 25% of her campaign money, stating he is on the payroll.
All right.
And we have on the phone Dale. Dale, you are on the mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to know who's paying for this investigation. Is it like a communist country like China? Or
no, you are, Dale. The taxpayers are paying for it. Make you feel better?
Crazy. I can't believe that because... I don't know what this whole thing is. So Trump trusted a communist, and now the Democrats are telling Trump not to hire no more Democrats. I don't understand it.
Someone's telling Trump not to hire any more Democrats?
Well, the Democrats are telling him not to hire no more Democrats because that's why they're having an investigation. Right?
No, not that I'm aware of. I don't think it has anything to do with who he hired. It has to do with whether or not he did something inappropriate with respect to the Ukraine.
Well, I see they have a clock, a time limit for questions. Why don't they have like a clock for like how much money is being spent by the second for the taxpayers to understand it?
They do. They have the debt. They have the debt clock. That's always running. You can find that on the internet.
More transparent and show how much this costs in the taxpayers instead of the time limit for questioning. Have the money by the second.
Oh, okay. Now, there's a good idea. I like that idea. So we can all tell how much the whole thing is costing us, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I don't really think it's going anywhere. I think it's just all an illusion. I think it's bogus. Doesn't matter. Why can't you respect the commander-in-chief?
Well, that's a good question.
That's the whole thing. This guy, it's all incredible because this guy has... I don't know. I don't like Trump. I've overdone Duck, and they cheated me.
You didn't get your vote. Your vote didn't count.
I tested in Donald Duck, and it counted as Donald Trump.
Oh, well, that's wrong. That's not right either. Although there's not that much difference. Sorry. Anyway, go ahead, Dale. Wrap it up.
I just think that, I mean, you got to look what parties, you know, voting, you know, leaning towards the communist thought. I mean, that's obvious, and we need to... Doesn't matter who's running, it's all a scam. But Democrats, I mean, they just got communist ideals. And I mean, I don't really care about Democrats or Republicans, but it's just hurting the country doing that.
Okay.
All right, we got you, brother.
Thanks,
Thank
brother.
You so
Take
much.
Care.
Bob, you are next up on the mark. Thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening and enjoying the banter about the state, you know, with the lobbyists and the gifts and stuff, and it was kind of funny. And I was wondering if you recall, because it didn't happen all that long ago, that there was an incident in a county employee under the state regulations found herself in a little bit of trouble. They had a caller in and question her because individual from one of these companies that with the voting machines stopped by the office to, I guess, you know, do a sales pitch, or if it was the current company that the county used or whatever, but had brought a pizza for the office staff to enjoy because it was around lunchtime. And somehow the word got back to the state, and there was like an ethics thing where they then had to call her in and let her know that accepting a pizza was not acceptable, and it was an ethics violation. And she actually had to, out of her pocket, pay like the $11.50 or whatever it was back to the company for a pizza. Yet the state representatives are now saying, but if it's your birthday, you know, for us, we can get anything we want.
Well, that's for public officials.
You know, and it's just like, it's kind of funny that, as that other gentleman had said about with state employees and literally not being able to receive anything, and that example with a county employee, that they're willing to open up a huge investigation over a pizza pie, but wait, we want exceptions for ourselves because there's perks with us getting the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, years ago, there was a local company that every year held an annual Christmas party and invited all the local elected officials to come to it. And they had not only a fine dinner, but they had door prizes and gifts and things like that. And a lot of us at the time, you know, didn't go because we thought there was a certain amount of impropriety to it. I never went to one of those events.
As mayor.
As councilman, back when I was council president. So it was quite a few years ago. But I mean, I think each individual person has to make a decision about where their ethical line is drawn. And mine would, I would be appalled to find out that if I had a sexual relationship with a lobbyist, she can give me or anything anything she cares to.
But again, it's surprising that, you know, this employee literally had to worry about her job.
Yeah.
Because not realizing that it was somehow considered almost akin to a bribe for like $11.50 pizza pie. And again, I don't know anybody who would have, you know, I mean, even if you, and I mean, I knew the individual, and I know that she's very high standards, and of course, as soon as it was pointed out, said, how do I rectify this? But even somebody with questionable morals or would be willing, who would sell themselves out and potentially their career for $11.50 pizza? I mean, really, there needs to be somewhere common sense should have come in and said, you know, and well, it shouldn't have become such a huge to-do. But then again, we're talking about the same people who are making the rules saying that they can get anything they want.
But I think, Bob,
under certain circumstances.
What you need to check here, Bob, is was it a cheese pizza or did they go for the pepperoni too?
Yeah, how about it? You know, maybe the pepperoni was what.
Yeah,
you know,
that crosses the line.
Yeah, no pepperoni on that pizza.
No extras.
But you know, have you ever been in a doctor's office when one of the drug salesmen comes in bearing food for all the people? Usually, they come in around lunchtime. They grab a few minutes with the doctor, and I've seen them come into doctors' offices while I've been sitting there, and you know, bring a large amount of food and things like that. And you know,
right,
what their hope is.
And then usually it's pens, notepads, clipboard. You know, they give all kind of goodies, and you know, nobody has ever said that a doctor sold his entire practice and the well-being of all of his patients because he got a pen and a notepad.
Well, and I can tell you, in the county human services departments around here, or at least some of them, they used to have what were called drug lunches, and these were drug representatives would bring a lunch for the whole either MHMR or drug and alcohol staff, and they would enjoy a fabulous lunch while at the same time lobbying the leaders of that department and or any psychiatrists who were employed by that department to start to dispense their drugs. They'd leave samples for them, and this would be an opportunity for them to sell the drugs. Now, you can't do that anymore. All that stuff's you know, forbidden
right.
now. But this was, you know, within the past 20 years, you know, you could go to a county MHMR department, buy everybody there a fabulous lunch, you know, a big spread from, you know, Subway or On a Roll or whatever, and then that would be an opportunity for you to meet the psychiatrist if he or she was there at that lunch, or even the staff heads would get a moment of time, and then they would get the samples and lock them up, but, you know, and then potentially use them appropriately for individuals that were medicated by the MHMR staff.
Yeah, again, I keep thinking that in both our state system and also the federal system, that the only way we could truly tie down with the ethics of lobbyists and also get better productivity is term limits. If these
okay.
people weren't constantly worrying about raising money and stuffing their coffers for the next re-election
gotcha.
And things like that, they would be more worried about making hard decisions, doing things, and not
right.
worrying about the money behind it. And I just think that that's ultimately what needs to happen on both state level and federal level, is that we need term limits for these people.
All right. Thank you so much for checking in. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
There's
cool.
another interesting part of this we didn't get to in this story, and it ties in with something Bob was saying. Other exceptions to this law include informational materials, awards, prizes, training in the government's interests, food and drinks at public meetings, and educational missions. Representative Jared Solomon, a Democrat from Philadelphia, said a tougher policy on gifts might help lawmakers improve their historically miserable public approval ratings. So, knowing that they can have a sexual relationship with a lobbyist and get unlimited gifts ain't cutting that for me.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about the ethical lapse of our state lawmakers in the past. They're trying to right the ship by coming up with some restrictions from lobbyists. However, they've carved out intimate gifts and cash on your birthday. But other than that, you're good to go. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. And we also have a quickie caveat. U.S. Senator Bob Casey is going to be on the news line in the newsroom this afternoon. If you have a question that you would like us to ask Senator Casey, email it to us now at onthemark@wkok.com. That's onthemark@wkok.com. We'll ask your question of the U.S. Senator Bob Casey on the news line this afternoon.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. And Joe and I have had a good laugh today at one clause that's carved into the state lawmakers' restrictions on gifts that they're proposing in Harrisburg in the State House, and that is that as long as you have a personal, intimate, romantic relationship with the lobbyist, then gifts are permitted. So, Bobby, what's your view on this? Yes. Go right ahead.
Yes. So, you know, good morning, everyone. You know, as far as you know, I'm going to say accepting gifts, even from our neighbors. I mean, we help each other out up here. So every once in a while, somebody will offer me a chicken dinner or something like that. That's one thing in that. But as far as going to say about the relationships and all that between the what the constituents and the voters and the legislators, I think they have to draw the line.
Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do. At this point, they have no line. They can accept unlimited cash and gifts and fly all over the country and do whatever is necessary, you know, quote unquote, to further their, you know, state representative or state senate position. But they're trying to do some restrictions on this. So we'll give them credit for that. And Garth Everett's in on this. So if anybody can inject some common sense into this, it's him. So hopefully.
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Thank you, Bubby. Thanks for the call. So when you win election, nowadays they're going to say winner, winner, chicken dinner, because they go hand in hand.
Well, I think that, you know, the occasional chicken dinner would not be a problem if that's what we're talking about in Harrisburg.
But beef?
Well, I mean, I'll go for beef.
Okay.
I will even go for an occasional filet mignon.
Kobe beef? That expensive stuff?
Listen, there's common sense and there's common sense.
Mm.
You know, the governor has gone overboard in the wrong direction with state employees, and the House is going overboard in the other direction with legislators. It seems to me if there's going to be a code of conduct, it should apply to all state personnel, and it should be reasonable.
If your paycheck has the word Pennsylvania Commonwealth at the top.
Right. I mean, we have, the second most expensive legislature in the country, and there's more of them than there are in almost every other state. And that's okay, I guess, but let's have the same code of conduct for them that we have for the employees. Why should they? We pay them more. We give them a good salary. We give them a lot of benefits. So why shouldn't we also expect them to adhere to the same code of conduct the employees adhere to?
Well, I think it's because some are under the governor, and the governor's imposed this. You know, anybody who he can hire and fire is, of course, no gifts at all whatsoever, and of any value. You can't even give a water bottle to somebody.
All right, but here's the reason why. That's because there was no limit on what could be given them. The governor imposed a limit.
Right, so he went the other way.
If the legislature enacted a state law that said no one who receives compensation from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania shall receive any item or cash gift in excess of $100 from one person in a year.
Okay.
You know, whether it's a lobbyist, and I think that's fair, $100 a
year.
Well,
then there's 100 employees at the lobbyist
firm.
That
could give you a $50 gift for your birthday and a $50 gift for Christmas.
Oh, no birthday carve out.
No.
No intimacy clause.
No intimacy carve out.
If they bed you, you
cannot. No transportation carve out. You know, we can't fly you somewhere.
Okay. No Penn State ticket?
If it's important, no. And if it's important for you to go somewhere on state business, the state and me, the taxpayer, should pay for it. We shouldn't count on a lobbyist to pick up the bill.
Okay.
And if it's not necessary for you to go, stay home.
$100, one person, 1 year, right?
Right.
Okay.
And that could be for all state employees. I don't think, I agree with our earlier caller. No one's going to sell their soul for a pizza. And I don't think $100 is going to buy too many
people.
What
if the lobbyist firm has 30 employees and they all give you $100?
Okay.
Maybe we have to congeal the lobbyist firm with the people that represent it.
Okay, you know,
from
bring
a person,
up a good point.
From a person or
a person
interest.
Or entity. How about
a person
entity?
Or entity? Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that would work.
So
that
way,
would take care of it.
Yeah, you know, Bob
See,
Smith
should have been a state representative. Not that we have bad ones now, but you'd be like the quintessential House member. Jeez.
No, I was offered that years ago, and I turned it down.
What, the opportunity to run?
Yes. When I was in Chambersburg, I was asked to run for the state House.
You were just a puppy then.
Well, I would have been. Think of how much seniority I'd have today.
You'd have to take a pay cut, though.
I would have had to take a pay cut. Well, no, because I could have gotten all those gifts.
Oh, that's true. You have unlimited gifts, plus intimacy with the lobbyists.
Well, that's, you know, that goes without saying, I guess.
Yeah, you want the intimacy. Bo, he can stay in our doghouse tonight.
No, but I think the ethical lapse here is that there is no standard that applies to everybody.
Well, and that lawmakers see nothing wrong with it. That's the funny part. You know, I understand that they want some rules. Garth nails it on the head. He says there ought to be some middle ground, meaning the governor that bans everything, or now where it's all unlimited. But things do need to be open and transparent. Well, thank
you. I have
you.
Some good friends at PennDOT. I'd be happy to buy them a beer, but that'll never happen under the current rules.
If you're in local newspaper, we're going to go out of business. Do you think the government should help kick in to keep them going? Because, you know, newspapers are important. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. This is WDK, OK, Sunbury.